Game of the Week here on KIR 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our KIR Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Pre-game coverage of high school football on KIR 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, KIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening and welcome to High School Football This Evening on KIR Radio. Good to have you along with us as NEKL football tonight on KIR. Troy playing host to MHMA. And with that, we are underway. Ravens win the toss, elect to receive, and they're going to take the opening kick off a distance. Amari Shepherd takes this thing in from 65 yards away. 11 seconds into the game, and the Ravens have broken out on top, Gus.
Yeah, Amari Shepherd did a nice job of fielding that high, short kick. And the problem is, when you kick it that short, nobody to help you over there. Amari Shepherd broke one tackle and then took it to the races, 65 yards. And as quickly as that, MHMA is on the board.
Well, that didn't take long. We haven't even had a chance to welcome you properly with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the KIR Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me to my left. Tom Counts here, high above the stand at Troy High School. And a PAT set to come. It is down, up, and blocked, and it's going to be covered up. And we, Joseph, are going to take our first time out of the game. How about this? With 11:49 to go in the opening quarter in Troy, Kansas, Ravens 6, Trojans coming up.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Again to Don Cash Field here on the campus of Troy High School in Troy, Kansas, where yes, the folks haven't even gotten their chairs settled in. They haven't got the blankets pulled up. Haven't got that first bag of popcorn opened, and it's already 6-0, 11 seconds into the ballgame. The Ravens returning that opening kickoff. MHMA had won the flip of the coin to begin the game. return that kick, and now their subsequent kickoff is going to be up and fair caught at the around the 38-yard line. So Troy will begin its initial possession of the game, first and 10 at their own 37-yard line.
Fair catch right there by Sawyer Ashburn, the junior for the Trojans. And for Troy, you're going to have excellent starting field position just outside the 35, mark it down to 37. They're going to quickly line up, trips to the left, one to the right.
Quarterback Gannon Bone with a running back to his left side. He's going to be back to throw. Now rolls right, went to run the ball. He's going to cut inside tackle, get across the 40. Give him about five up to the 42-yard line. And a little quarterback keeper into the right side, tackled by Ian Boson, Bryce Adams.
Right there, you spread the field a little bit, you fake the toss out to the left flat, and then the quarterback on a nice little draw, picking up about half of the yardage necessary, is going to bring up second and five for the Trojan offense.
A little like the Phoenix teams that you may be familiar with. No huddle by Troy. They quickly up over to football. Little jet sweep is going to go to the left side. They'll stretch the field, now turning it up, picking up a first down, and getting up to midfield mark. Going to be a first down for Troy. Pick it up about 9 yards on that second down run. Jack Smith with Raven tackle. Colt Jensen carrying the ball from right to left and then sweeping up the left side in front of the Raven bench. Barhill Mount Academy on the sideline away from us. Troy, the home team, on the sideline nearest us. And the Trojans are going to have the ball. They're going to make it this the 40. So, yeah, just across the midfield stripe, 48-yard line, deep pass right side, and broken up at the 20-yard line. That looked like, for a moment, that was going to be complete to Colt Jensen, but Gus Jack Smith did a splendid job of getting a hand in there.
Yeah, Jack Smith did a great job bailing out from his safety position, getting down the field and getting a hand on that football, able to knock it away. It's going to bring up now a second and 10 for the Troy offense, but they are in MHMA territory at the 49.
Jasper going to be the wide out to the left side. Single man to the right side. That's going to be Blevins on his second down 10 call. QB slides down, running the option, pitches to the outside, 45, 40, cutting down the right sideline, hit from behind, and finally bumped out of bounds around the 25-yard line. So that was a little RPO to the right side. The quarterback was keeping it, and then finally makes the late pitch, and Hartman will take it downfield where Omari Shepherd makes the tackle.
That time, great blocking out front for Troy. He had a wide receiver get down the field, able to just pancake the near side cornerback, able to lead a nice little route down the sideline.
Jasper and Ingeman to the right side on this first and 10 call. Quarterback is back to throw, looking left, has his man who's come back for the ball, and he missed him. It's going to go incomplete in the left flat. There was only one person for each team, Gus, on the entire west half of the field, the intended receiver and that one defensive coverage man for the pass is off the mark.
Ian Bose was going to be the linebacker over there in coverage for Morgan Mount Academy.
Clock running along here at 10 and a half to go in the opening quarter. 6-0, Ravens in front, second down for Troy. Second and 10 at the Raven 26-yard line. QB back to throw again. They're going to run that same play. Now the quarterback flushed out of the pocket. He is hit. He is going to be wrapped up, and he is going to be slung to the ground. And there's going to be a late penalty on that being thrown to the ground. And that's a call I don't think I'm in favor of.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. It's not like he lifted him and threw him down. He just grabbed him, used his sheer size, and threw the smaller player to the ground.
Now, here's what happened here. The quarterback's still on his feet. Okay, he had not gone to the ground. He was still fighting and struggling and looking to escape the tackle. And this is a little bit tough, Gus, and I don't know if it's got anything to do with having these people all having seen one another earlier in the season or not, but that 10-21 to go in the opening quarter, that's going to be a big penalty against MHMA.
Yeah, like I said, I don't mind it if the player gets suplexed, but that was just a small player. Just kind of got spun around and thrown down.
Make it a second down and a half a dozen. That penalty marked from the point of infraction. Quarterback is going to be in the backfield all alone. He's going to have four to the left and one to the right. And now he's back to throw. Fires one over the middle, and they're going to have big guy catch the ball inside the 15-yard line. And a nice run by Hartman after the catch. It'll be Raheem Thompson with a Raven tackle. They're going to move the chains again. It's first and 10. Troy just moving it downfield, chugging right along.
Nice little middle screen right there for Troy. They sent everybody downfield and then stuck that tight end right back underneath for a middle screen, and Raheem was able to see it, but not before Troy's able to pick up another first down.
Because I thought early in this series that this was a scripted drive, but now they're taking an awful long time looking at Coach. So the script is broken now, and it'll bring up a first and 10 from where we have about the 12-yard line maybe. QB's going to be back to throw again, looking left. Now he's going to run right. He's going to be able to run into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Troy. Diving in is going to be Gannon Boyd. And at 9:27 to go in the opening quarter, Troy has responded and tied the game at 6. PAT coming up. So the Trojans with an impressive drive, just moving downfield, helped a little bit by the 15-yard penalty against MHMA. That has been the only flag we've seen so far tonight.
Yeah, we're starting to kind of get an idea of what Troy wants to do, is spread the field and try to run the ball underneath and not really throw the ball on the outer edges.
Deshaun is going to be the kicker, puts a toe to it, and it's going to be good. And Troy has come from behind to take a lead. Taking a break, Joseph at 9:27 to go. Quarter number one at Troy, Kansas. Trojans 7, Morehill Mount Academy 6.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Troy, Kansas, because 2.5 minutes into the ballgame, we've seen a whole lot of offense so far already. 13 points on the board. Troy up by one. Trojans and Alex Deshaun getting set to put a toe to it, kicking it away, and they're going to squib this kick, rolling it up the ground, and it'll be picked up on the 35-yard line. Ravens are going to go to the right side, and in front of their bench, it's going to be brought back by Dulac, and the Ravens are going to have their first offensive snap of the evening. It'll be first and 10 for Morehill Mount Academy from their own 40-yard line. Welcome back to Troy, Kansas, everybody. Well, Gus, if scoring continues to be like this, we will once again be the final game in the MSC Sports Radio Network tonight. So if you're waiting for that high school football scoreboard show, which will be here, you may be joining in progress, depending on how long this goes. Ravens coming off the far sideline and stepping out over the football. And they will be quarterbacked, as they have all season, by senior Luke Siebert. Siebert with a running back on his right-hand side. First and 10. Luke taking his time. Motion will come to the middle, and we've got a penalty marker, and that's a delay of game. So for the Ravens, that first play took too long, and because the problem was they huddled up on the far side so long before they came out on the field.
Yeah, and if you're going to huddle up on the far side, break out and race out there, and let's get this thing started, right? So Morehill Mount Academy all of a sudden now finds themselves behind the sticks. They're looking at first and 15. And this is an MHMA offense that likes to shift a lot pre-snap and try to confuse defenses. They take a lot of time.
Quarterback's going to take the snap, keep it himself, boots to the right side. Siebert's going to gain nothing. It'll bring up a second down and 15. And there was just no room in front of Luke, nowhere to go on that run.
Troy did a great job of stretching that thing to the sideline, using the defender being the sideline, and Jackson Hartman over there able to make the stop. You know, like a defensive end wearing a low number like 15.
Apparently he goes out of bounds because the clock stops.
There, he's not winding it.
There we go. So this game may take a minute here this evening. They're going to say, in fact, that Siebert never got to the edge. He's going to lose a couple of yards on the play and make it a second down 17. Ravens have got to get to the midfield stripe for the first down yardage. Again, they'll bring a motion to the inside. They're going to run the same play. Now the quarterback is going to drop back, lob a pass downfield, and there are nothing but blue shirts anywhere near that football. I think he was looking for Amari Shepard, but got pressure on Siebert, and he had to get rid of that.
Yeah, Siebert was getting a lot of pressure on him. Right in his grill was Ty Horner, the defensive end on the backside. And Siebert had his receiver in Amari Shepard, sent him in motion, tried to run him in and then out. But nice double coverage right there by Troy. They had it read the entire time.
Braves, again, taking a lot and lot of time, bringing a play in from the far sideline. They're going to bring in a different, take out one of the linemen and bring in an additional receiver, and it could go trips to the wide side. They're going to have to hurry. Running into the backfield, Jack Moore, quarterback back, setting up a little screen, and it's nearly picked off. Troy saw that coming. That play took forever and a day to develop, and it's going to be caught, picking up about 4 or 5 yards. Nice job by Henry Geiger to make the tackle, because he did a good job. What I like about it is he saw what was developing in front of him.
Yeah, he understood that when all those defensive linemen went running free, that there had to be a low number somewhere around. Geiger, the linebacker, did a great job of finding that back in the middle and making the stop.
So the Ravens are going to be forced to punt the football away and standing at his own 25-yard line to snap helmet high, able to pull it down, and the boot is off the side of the foot, and it's going to take a little bit of a Raven bounce inside the 40, and it's going to be down at the 38-yard line. That is where Troy will begin its second possession of the game at his own 38. Just over 8 minutes to play in quarter number one. And for the Ravens, Gus, that possession took about a minute and a half, throwing the ball quite a bit, taking some stoppages of the clock, and they did not eat up much time. We oftentimes talk about possessions, number of possessions, duration of possessions, and how ball control offense will eat up the clock. Well, the Ravens were unable to establish any of that on that possession. It's first and 10. And again, quarterback Bo is back to throw, fires one, crossing pattern at the 45, getting up to the 50, up to the outside at the 40, and finally tripped up around the 35-yard line. And with the catch, Gus, Kasten Jasper, he got to the edge, but then did not run out of bounds. He stopped, got on the edge hash marks, and started running up the edge. And the defender, I think, kind of gave up on the tackle. He had seen his teammate get penalized just a minute ago for the hit, and so he doesn't make that hit right on the side, thinking the guy's going to go out of bounds and not want to see that happen again. And now a run into the middle of the field is going to be good for about 3 or 4 yards. If all pops loose, Ravens say they've gotten it back, and getting no such call from the crew.
Okay, that's down. Backside guy said he was down. I was like, there was no whistle. The ball pops loose. Everybody's looking around, and we've seen this crew a few times.
We've seen this crew.
Yeah.
7.5 to go in quarter number one. 7-6, Troy, with the lead and with the football. Ball's going to be down around the 32-yard line. It'll bring up a second down at about 7.
Right now, we're starting to see really what Troy wants to do, and that is spread the field and then run plays into the middle, right, against that soft box.
Quarterback will take the snap, drop straight back to throw, and again, he's going to run with the football. He steps up as if he's going to throw, and now will throw late, has a man making a lap, letting play, a leaping catch made out there by Cole Jensen, and he's going to advance the ball inside the 25-yard line, and he's going to be, where is he at with relative to the first down? He's going to be a little bit short. We got a penalty.
We're going to get a hold against Troy, and that's just one of those plays where when the quarterback rolls out, it takes a long time for that play to develop. You're hoping those offensive linemen can hold up blocks that long, and sometimes you reach out and you get a little grabby on the backside, and it's going to cause Troy with a hold right there.
So this will be the Trojans' first penalty of the evening. Coming here at 7:13 to go in the opening quarter. Troy with a 7-6 lead early in the game. Going to make it a second down at about 17 yards to go. The ball at the Raven 42-yard line. And again, they're going to go 3 to the left and 2 to the right. Nobody in the backfield with Cannon. Bond is back there, and he'll take the snap. Looks right, steps up in a pocket. He's going to elude the first couple of defenders. Now run up the field, and he bumped out of bounds along the near side. Pulled out on the near side by Ian Bose. And it'll be at the 35-yard line. And I'm going to ask for your understanding and your forgiveness because we are situated at the 20-yard line here on the south end of the field. And once it gets, you know, around the 40, 30, you know, something like that, it gets a little hard to pick out those yard lines.
Yeah, we're right on the field, too. It's not like we're back, so.
Third down, 10 call. Back to throw again. QB rolls right. He likes his side. and he will throw late. Is it going to be complete? It is inside the 30-yard line, down around the 25, and that's going to be enough for a first and 10.
That time making the catch over there, Logan Blevin.
So it's going to bring up another first and 10 for Troy, and they continue to keep the ball moving down the field, doing a nice job as they had done in their first possession here in their second possession.
That's probably a little easier.
For the first time, we're going to get Colt Jensen to stay in. Thank you. Jensen to stay in the backfield. He's going to get the handoff and take it inside the 20 down to about the 17-yard line where he'll be wrapped up. Give him about four on that first down carry.
That time making the stop for MHMA, 56, Noah Rapplinger in there.
Noah, one of a handful of seniors on this MHMA roster. And again, they're going to leave a running back back there with Gannon Bowe. It's going to be Hartman this time. Hartman will be on his left side. Hartman is a big, big guy. He could easily be a lineman. Stays in the block. Quarterback throwing for the end zone. He's got a man down there. Batted away and caught anyway. Touchdown, Troy. The defender got a hand on it. Just batted the ball, but instead of batting it away, just kind of batted it into the air. The receiver was able to settle underneath it, and the catch made by Kasten Jasper for the touchdown. And Troy goes up now 13-6, waiting for the PAT. That was nothing but just throwing it down there, and you got a good receiver. You're saying, hey, go get this thing. PAT coming up here for Deshaun. Jasper with the hold, the kick splits them, and we have a timeout. The break coming here with 5:55 to go, still in the opening quarter. Trojans 14, Ravens 6.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepay discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
This evening from Don Cash Field here in Troy, Kansas, where Troy has scored on his first two possessions of the game and have come from behind to take a 14-6 lead over Moorhill Mount Academy in this. Gosh, is this the first time they've played as NEKL opponents? Unless you maybe go way back to the old DVL when they were both in the devil, yep, or probably late.
Never would have been in there together.
Okay.
Or Hill would have been in the Big 7 at that point.
Short kick is going to be taken by the Ravens at the 30. Coming to the near side at the 40. Penalty marker Sale. And the return by Owen Dulac to the 45-yard line is going to be pulled back a little bit by a hole.
Yeah. Decent little return right there by Owen is going to be negated by that penalty. Should back this ball up somewhere inside the 40, near, I would say, about the 35.
Yeah. Markers are laying around that 45-yard line, so somewhere in that neck of the woods. There's going to be a preliminary indication, and they'll get ready to assess the penalty tomorrow. We've got Benedictine football on Care Radio, and you get an extra hour to, you know, to get all the pregame snacks and stuff set up, because for BC, it is a 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow in Marshall, Missouri against Missouri Valley.
I mean, we have an extra hour to try to hide that cannon primer.
Yes.
You know,
we could be somehow
homecoming in Marshall tomorrow.
Ravens have every intention, Gus, of keeping that cannon very silent tomorrow. First and 10, Ravens from their own 35-yard line. Siebert takes a snap, rolls right. Got some nice blocking in front of him. Now he's going to throw very late into a lot of traffic and launch it out of bounds. And that thing went off the track, over the chain link fence, and it's somewhere in Highway 7.
Yes, so on that play, you saw just running a straight nine was Amari Shepard. The only problem with that route is if nobody checks him, he covers a lot of field extremely quickly. So you're going to come back to the huddle. You're going to talk to Luke Siebert and say, hey, trust me right here. three-step, let it fly.
Well, you got to throw it more quickly because right. by the time that play developed, he was further downfield than you can throw it.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. You got to tell him, hey, trust me, step back, and then just let it fly. I'll get to it.
Trips to the right side for the Ravens, and they will go. Empty backfield, quarterback draw. He will come to the left side of the 35, get to the edge of the 40, and is slung out of bounds at the 41-yard line.
Tackle over there for the Trojans by Colt Jensen, a 5'8" sophomore.
Ravens are going to pick up about a half a dozen, leave it at a third down, four, caught 5 minutes to go in quarter number one. MHMA able to keep that one in play and say, keep the clock rolling along, and they will take the long look over at head coach Zach Fredrickson. And now, again, they're going to bring in an additional lineman and take out a receiver. And this takes a lot of time, although I'm not seeing the back judge beginning to count this down yet.
Now they're going to
overload the left side, and here's a snap back, handoff, running back bouncing outside, need to block that does not get there. And he will get pushed over to the far side. Gus, his knee must have hit the ground or something because they just kind of blew that play dead out there.
Called it for progress, finally stopped. It was Mark McKittrick over there to make the stop for Troy. Yeah, now you're starting to think about things. Jace Campbell, I guess, is going to come in and punt for Morehamline Academy. A straight punt.
Yep, standing at his own 35-yard line to put a toe to this. His last one a little bit short, but got a nice roll. This kick is going to be high and hanging, and the catch is going to be made at the 32. Up the field, it'll go to the 40. Left side, 45, and tripped up at the midfield line. Troy's going to have the football first and 10 from near the 50 at the 4-minute mark of quarter number one. Jack Smith with the tackle. I haven't seen Jack carry the ball much tonight. So less than a 2-minute possession.
Minute 55 on that possession for Morehamline Academy, which has probably been on the longer side. Their last one was even shorter than that. So for MHMA, going to have to start putting together some possessions and utilize a little time off that clock.
And the way this look out, the defense is creeping up. They've got pretty much everybody in the box. Now they're going to run a reverse and a double reverse, and now he's going to throw the ball out of the backfield. It's juggled a little bit, caught at the line of scrimmage, and a whole lot of hoopla, 4 yards gain. A lot of razzle-dazzle. They threw it on the reverse, then they reversed it back, and then that guy throws the ball downfield. That looked like some of the plays in Case's games that we saw on this field earlier this year. And those all scored touchdowns, by the way, because the defense would always bite and come running up. Well, the Ravens didn't bite on that.
The officials had thrown a flag, then they picked it up and waved it off. I think they were worried that as long as that took for that play to develop, that an offensive lineman had gotten downfield. But the offensive lineman had retreated so far that they had plenty of room to go before they were actually downfield.
They're bringing up a second down at about 8 call for the Trojans. They lead it 14-6. Motion near side, little forward pass to the 50, right side 45, dancing down the sideline to the 20, and finally bumped out of bounds along the near side. Run of the ball upfield, Logan Blevins, and again, he does that little tightrope walk, and Gus, I'm serious, I think the defenders are concerned about making that hit at the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah, I think they're getting to the sideline and then just kind of letting up.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they're worried about getting the penalty. If they just think that the Troy ball carrier is going to step out of bounds, but right now, you're just going to have to start making that hit on the sideline. Or if not, Troy's going to be able to kind of siphon off those extra yards at the side.
Two receivers wide to the left side. Ravens finally bring over the defenders to cover them up. 4 seconds, 3 on the play clock. 2 and 1, and coach says, okay, not going to get this off. We're going to take a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break with Troy. 3:15 on the scoreboard clock. Quarter number one. It's Troy 14, Morehamline Academy 6.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
said, heavy weather's on a just spectacular Friday night here in northeast Kansas. After the storms that blew through the neighborhood here last night, it's a perfect evening tonight for high school football. Quarterback's back, wide open receiver, takes it on the left side, was not on a knee, and is going to run all the way toward the far sideline to be bumped out of bounds near the goal line, but out at the two. So with that catch, that's Hunter Ingeman over there. Gus was able to advance the ball down. First and goal, Troy.
That time is Ingeman got bumped out of bounds, ended up on the track by the time he got tackled, and sounds like that's a long ways. It's not.
A couple steps, maybe. Quickly, up to the line, looking to add their third score of the opening quarter. The handoff to the big guy, and he will power into the end zone. That's going to be a touchdown by Jackson Hartman. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Three touchdowns in the opening quarter for Troy. They're up now 20-6. Now the PAT effort coming up from the toe of Alex Deshaun. Good cast in Jasper. He's going to do the little hold. I'll pick up that long snap guy here in a minute. They're going to fake it and go for two. And he's going to be brought to the ground. And we have a timeout of the field. Two-point conversion is unsuccessful. Taking a break, Joseph, at the three-minute mark of quarter number one. Troy 20, Raven 6.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
High school football on a Friday night here on CARE Radio, 20-6 Troy. They've come from behind to take a two-score lead and are getting set to kick it away. And the Ravens still have Jack Smith back deep, but because we have not seen Deshaun kick one as far as he is, he's just kind of scooted it a couple of three times.
Yeah, and you go back to the opening kickoff. Ren driving Romy in the back.
I was going to say, I could totally see that.
The first kickoff of the game was short and fielded by Amari Shepard, and the deep man, somewhere around the 30.
And there's a kick in and away from everybody, and that's a live football rolling around, picked up at the 19-yard line. Going all the way across the field, needing a block that'll never come, and being caught from behind. The return by Amari Shepard, and he's going to be down around the 23. First and 10 Ravens. At their own 23-yard line.
That time, Cole Jensen down there in the kick coverage unit, able to make the stop on the play. And for MH Maine, they're looking at a long field in front of them. Last two possessions have ended in punts. So for MH Maine, start looking at this possession. They've had back-to-back three and outs. The last possession lasted 1 minute, 55 seconds. I think really your goal right now is to pick up a first down. And the overall goal, I think, is to try to possess this ball or score, by the end of the quarter.
They just need a lengthy possession. They need to have something good happen. Now they're going to go with this offset line that we've seen this season. Quarterback is going to run. He's going to roll to the right side, and he's going to run out of bounds. Well short of the first down, but pick up about 7 yards, and that was just a boot to the right side. And so the Ravens will advance the ball to around the 30-yard line. Clock stops as it goes out of bounds off the wheels of Luke Siebert.
At the end of a quarter, Centralia in Riverside, scoreless.
Yeah. Does that surprise you?
No. No. I think that game's going to be that kind of a game I expect them to, open it up a little bit, but I expect that thing to be like 28-21.
Ooh, that high. I figured 21 would win it. Quarterback back to throw again on a second down short. Lobs one right side. Once Shepard overshoots him, and it's going to go incomplete. And the defender goes over hits the track, dances around, and nearly slides into the benches across the way. The bleachers holding 11 MHMA faithful.
Yeah, so that was the thing, is when he slid down over there on the track, I was a little nervous of, is he going to get stopped before he gets to those bleachers?
But you, of all people, would understand trying to hit the asphalt with cleats on your feet?
Yeah, it's like glass.
Not good.
There.
It was worse in the old days when there were metal cleats, but now, what, it's just plastic? They don't even allow metal cleats, do they?
A lot of times, I don't know now, but you used to have at least metal tipped.
Third down long, it's just as bad. Third down long for the Ravens in 7, and Coach Fredrickson taking a timeout. Joseph, another opening quarter break coming here at 2:39 to go. Still in the first in Troy. Trojans 20, Ravens 6.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
So the Ravens utilizing a timeout here, 2.5 to go in the opening quarter, trailing it by 2 touchdowns. I guess I think for them, and you alluded to it earlier in the possession, and what they need is just to own the ball for a while, move downfield, and just get a good possession. They have not had one yet tonight. This time they're going to go with a single running back and a different man taking the snap, the throw downfield, looking for Siebert, and the pass is going to be picked off. The pass was a little bit long. Owen Dulac took the snap, threw it down the right side for Luke Siebert, who shifted from quarterback to receiver spot. And the pass is going to be intercepted, and Troy is going to take over. It'll be Trojan football, 1st and 10, and Raymond territory at the 49.
Yeah, so MHMA with the turnover right there, they're going to look at that as just being like a short punt because it was a third down, but right now, this has been kind of the problem for MHMA tonight, is they've not been able to put together possession. They've not been able to pick up first downs yet tonight.
2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Troy with a 20-6 lead. They have scored on every possession so far here in the opening quarter. This will be their fourth. Motion will go to the left side with Colt Jensen. Penalty markers all over the field, and it's going to be illegal procedure. Trojans, their second penalty tonight. So Troy will make it a 1st and 15, and they will go back across midfield.
You've seen a lot of the coaches on the Morehill Mount Academy sideline. They were kind of getting after the officials on that, and then finally got the penalty thrown. I'm going to tell you tonight, I've seen a handful of motions that I thought were false starts, but that's the first time we've seen it called. So I'm guessing that the MHMA coaching staff has seen the same thing.
Receivers 4 to the right and 1 to the left.
See, there it is again.
Yes.
Okay, and I've seen this all night, and I'm like, why haven't we seen it now?
And this really is an illegal procedure call.
Yeah. See, and now the Troy coaching staff is going over to get the they're trying to figure out exactly what the officials are seeing, but I've seen it all night, and I've been kind of wondering. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just don't have a good angle on it to really see.
I think what the Troy staff is upset about is,
why
you haven't called it yet.
Why now?
Why
yeah,
now?
I get that.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly what it's all about. And here we go again. Snap is back this time. The quarterback, he'll lob one. They'll cross the field and turn it up at the 45 and down to the 50-yard line. So they're going to pick up, about 10 yards, making a 2nd down 10, getting back to out of that penalty yardage there. It'll be nose up to the midfield, mark 2nd down and 11. So what Troy done that time is thrown to a receiver on the outside who is cutting toward the middle of the field, not going toward the sideline, but going back into the middle and trying to cross that grain.
Again, they like getting the ball into the middle of the field right now with only one linebacker from Morehill Mount Academy.
QB's back to throw. He's going to be hit, and the defender is afraid to throw him down. Is he going to get penalized? No. He's down at the 35-yard line.
He kind of softly pulled him to the grain right there, and that one, Raheem Thompson gets back there for MHMA, and so you start looking at the penalty yardage, then Troy was able to make it back. Now, basically, we're kind of back where we started. It'll be 3rd and 23.
Yeah, 22, 23 yards to go with a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter.
Got to get all the way down to the Moore Hill Mount Academy 40.
Quarterback is back to throw again. Raheem's getting double teamed now. The long pass right side, and that was a nice effort. Does he make the catch? Yeah, no, it's on the ground. Incomplete. Down at the 30-yard line.
He made an incredible dive to try to catch it. He looked over his left shoulder, realized it was coming over the right, made a nice spinning attempt, but just couldn't get it hauled in.
What it was, he had the ball between his hands, but his hands and the ball all came down on the ground at once. So the ball contacts the turf, and the incompletion, and for the first time tonight, the Trojans will send in their punting unit. 70 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Owen Dulac is going to be back deep to return the punt.
Really nice punt. It's high and hanging, and Dulac's just going to get away from it, and Troy's going to get a nice roll inside the 25-yard line. They'll down it at the 22. And the Ravens, in the last minute of the opening quarter, will bring their offense back on the field. So for MHMA, easily their best defensive series of the game, aided by a couple of penalties and certainly aided, Gus, by that big sack on the quarterback. Here comes the Raven offense. We saw Moore Hill Mount Academy resort to a little more trickery in that last series as they were switching some things up. They put the quarterback out in the receiver spot, and they're going to do the same thing here. Dulac is in to quarterback the club. So Owen is going to be taking the snaps now, takes it at the shoulder. Hands off, big running back is going to ramble to the left side, crosses the line of scrimmage, a little stiff arm, and they're going to have Raheem Thompson go for the wide receiver, utilize his outstanding size and strength, and just kind of power to the left side.
Yeah, that time he got to the sideline and delivered a big stiff arm to a would-be defender. You look out there, and the cornerback over here on the near side saying, where'd that guy come from?
I never saw him before.
I don't think he ever saw that coming.
I'm going to tell you, Raheem's got him by 8 inches of height and 80 pounds.
Yeah,
right?
So that cornerback's 5'8", 150, and Raheem's going, what, 6'1", 2 1/4?
More. I think more on both of those numbers. Here we go, second down, 4. Moore Hill Mount Academy, handoff and straight ahead running. There goes Siebert to the 40. He's at the 43, 44-yard line of the Ravens. We'll pick up a 1st and 10. So Moore Hill Mount Academy picking up a first down. And I like Coach Fredrickson's willingness to, when things weren't working, okay, we're going to shake it up and we're going to do something different. If this doesn't work, okay, let's try something and see if this will work.
Official's going to stop play for just a moment. Moore Hill Mount Academy has a player coming off the field, and now they're going to bring in Nathan Randolph, a senior, supporting that number 2.
Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Play clock is down to 15 as the Ravens are just now breaking out of the huddle.
For MHMA, this could easily be their final play of the quarter.
Receiver coming very, very wide to the left side. They're going to fill a slot with Amari Shepard. Play clock's at 3, at 2. Snap is back. And you've got Siebert back in at the quarterback spot. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line for a very short yardage. And that is going to end quarter number 1. We're taking a timeout. First quarter in the book here in Troy, Kansas. High school football in the Northeast Kansas League. It's Troy 20, Moore Hill Mount Academy 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Kansas, everybody. Good to have you along with us on CARE Radio this evening. We go to the second quarter of tonight's high school game, and the Ravens in control of the football, but trailing 20-6 MHMA scoring on the opening kickoff that was returned by Amari Shepard to the end zone. And since then, back-to-back-to-back touchdowns on three consecutive possessions by Troy, and the Trojans lead by 14.
Couple scores to update you on. I'm going to give you four schools. I could drive you to one.
That's awesome.
So, again, Centralia and Riverside were tied at zero at the end of a quarter.
Is that one you could drive us to?
I can get you to Riverside.
Okay. All right. All right.
Axtell is beating Frankfurt 38-8.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No clue.
Uh-huh.
They're somewhere out west.
So west of here.
Yes.
Okay. At least you'll be going in the right direction.
Couldn't tell you any more than that.
Here we go. It is a second down and 8 or 9 for the Ravens. Siebert will hand off. Running back goes outside, grabbed with his shirt and pulled back, and the second defender comes over to make the tackle. It's going to be the gain of about a yard.
Running the ball over there, Jack Moore for MHMA. Can I tell you, we're seeing something interesting with these jerseys. There's a lot of give to these jerseys right now.
A lot of stretch.
Have you noticed this? Like, when somebody grabs onto a jersey, I mean, you're seeing a lot of shoulder pads being exposed.
Do you remember in the 70s when they went to the tearaway jerseys because people kept trying to tackle them by that, and they'd go through like a dozen a game because they would just rip them off?
We always use two-sided tape, right? You put it on the shoulder pads and stick the jersey down.
Third down and long for the Ravens at their own 44. Siebert will keep it himself. He'll go to the right side, run out of bounds into the Troy sideline for little to no gain.
Give a lot of credit on that play to Ty Horner. Okay? You talk about the backside defensive end, Ty Horner right there. That was going to be an underneath tight end screen going from right to left. Horner stayed at home, sniffed it out, and that time quarterback Luke Siebert just had to tuck it, make something happen, and run over to the sideline, ends up losing a yard.
Chase Campbell's in to punt it away for the Ravens at his own 30-yard line. Is MHMA a guy short?
Yeah,
they are.
You probably could have kicked it with 10.
There we go. The snap is back, and the boot is away. It was a rush kick, but turned into a pretty decent one. It's going to go to the 35 and roll down to the 30-yard line. Down there by Ian Post. And for Troy, another possession. I guess they've had really good field position all night long. They've done a good job of getting the ball and having a relatively short field.
Yeah, a 28-yard punt right there for MHMA. And for Troy, this is going to be their fifth possession of the night. Their last one was their first punt of the evening. So for MHMA, they returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, but then have punted on three of their last four possessions.
Cannon Bow getting ready to take the snap. Jackson Hartman, the running back, with his hands on his hips to the quarterback's right. And here we go, first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. QB's back. Bow steps right, breaks out of the pocket, glides over to the far side, outruns the defender, heads for the sideline, and it's going to stand set of bounds, pick it up. Oh, a couple of yards over there, maybe. Stepping out on the far side, and they're going to give him a gain of 1, second down and 9.
I like the way that the Troy receivers run on those routes. As soon as the quarterback vacates the pocket and starts to scramble out near them, all of a sudden you'll see the Troy receivers vacate the area and go to the opposite field side of the field. They're just trying to pull defenders away and open up a little running lane.
Quarterback this time will run left, makes a little lateral, hit at the 30, 35, and knocks out of bounds at the 37-yard line. It's a little carry to the outside by Colt Jensen. And what we've seen when Jensen gets the ball, Gus, is phenomenal speed. And he was tackled by a guy who also has that in the Ravens' Amari Shepard.
Yeah, and Colt Jensen coming back to the huddle a little gingerly after that hit over there by Amari. So it'll be a third down for Troy. Looking at a third and let's call it 2.
How many times do you see the guy who hobbles to the line of scrimmage and outruns everybody to the other end of the field?
Yeah.
It is a third down 2. And QB's going to keep it himself. Boots left. Receiver stays over there and gets a nice lead block. QB's going to pick up a first down and keep his feet, pump that out of bounds in Raven territory at the 45-yard line. And once again, Troy moves the sticks. Ian Bose, Jack Moore, the defenders over there for the Ravens. Another first and 10, Troy.
Nice job right there by Troy. Again, moving the defenders to the other side of the field, having one-on-one plays on the backside and being able to pick up that first down, keep this drive alive.
They're going to mark him down just shy of the 45-yard line. We'll call it the 46, first down 10, Troy. Quickly back over to football. QB's back, and there's going to be a lateral, and they will run it to the 50, near side 45. And once again, Gus, hustling down the field, Ian Bose. That guy's just been everywhere tonight for the Ravens.
Yeah, Bose has been just an active linebacker tonight. At that time, he was able to get sideline to sideline, get over there and make the hit, but not before Troy able to pick up five on the first down play.
And while Troy likes 12 and 15, they'll take five every time down. 9.5 to go in the half. Trojans, again, moving the football, sending Engelman in motion to the right side. Quarterback's back, looks right, throws right, has his man. It's going to be picked, intercepted by Ian Bose. How about this guy? Last time the tackle on the right sideline, this time the interception on the left sideline.
Yeah, Ian Bose, we just talked about a moment ago that he's done a great job tonight, going sideline to sideline. That time, he just sold out, understood where the route was, and tries to dive in front of it, and was able to scoop one in.
So for the Ravens, the takeaway, with 9:20 to go in the opening half, going to give them the football back at their own 38-yard line, trailing by a couple of scores, just 20-6, Troy. Stick around at halftime. Joseph's going to be keeping you up to speed with a lot of scores going on and games in progress. And then, of course, after the game, high school football scoreboard show. Little wraparound handoff and a straight-ahead run. Stood up and brought down after a 2-yard gain. And here's the thing. It looked like it was going to be a run that might have been able to go for a little bit more than that. But Henry Geiger put the big bear hug on Jack Moore and stopped him quickly, a gain of a pair. Second down 8 for the Ravens as we go inside 9 to go first half. I like how the Ravens are, Gus, now cuddling it up. Continue to be very patient.
Yeah, I was going to go right there with this point, is that for Moore Hill Mount Academy, you run the ball, you get the clock going, you're utilizing some time. I really like how much time and how methodical they've been on this drive.
Play action, Siebert will keep it himself, needs a little help, and he's going to get to the outside, 45-50, cross midfield, down to the 45, maybe the 44-yard line. And, you know, the huge key to that play was the thing that did not happen. The left tackle was blocking out in front. Siebert ran around the outside. The defender turned his back on the tackle to chase Siebert. And the lineman didn't hold him.
I was going to say, the lineman did a great job of disengaging right there, because so many times you're like, all right, I'm blocking this guy.
So
I'm going to reach out. I'm going to push him in the back. Instead, you know you're out there on an island. You know the officials are watching you pretty tightly out there. Just disengage and get away.
He did that, and the play stands. It's first and 10, Ravens at the 45. MHMA goes across midfield. That has been infrequent for them. And now a run. Here's Smith. He's going to take it down to the 35-yard line. He's going to be close to another Raven first downer. Make it Jack Moore. Jack Moore with the carry into the right side of the line. And Jack took his time. You see how he kind of picked his way in through the defense.
And right now, this has been probably the best possession for Moore Hill Mount Academy tonight offensively. They're using some time. They're picking up first downs. And again, what I like about this drive is they're not getting too cute, right? Don't get so deep. You're not trying to really shift things and make things, you know, that you haven't done all season. Just run the ball.
Geiger made the interception that started this series as your center, and he gets up over to football. Ian Bose with the snap. Back to Siebert. Hands off left side. Dulac hit to the backfield, and Owen never had a chance to get to the edge as Ty Horner shoots into the backfield and makes the tackle for a loss.
You know, Ty Horner putting together a really good game tonight. The tackle right there early on in the ball game, we saw him kind of step in front of a would-be middle screen. The defensive player for Troy really understands the game and doing a nice job tonight. Ty, how about this? Only a sophomore for the Trojans.
Ty doing a good job. And by the way, he's a sophomore, but it is senior night here this evening. And downstairs, the seniors have introduced him in their families prior to the game. Third down 5, Ravens. MHMA at the Troy 40. Quarterback back to throw. Siebert goes left. High leaping catch and no, and the marker is down right in the middle of the offensive line. Our official's going to make his way over, and there's going to be the holding call. 6:23 to play in the first half. Raven fans, guys have shown up as the game has gone along. Look how they're lined up from goal line to goal line. I'm seeing, okay, you know, some folding chairs and so out of standing. And
I got a halftime score.
All right.
St. Mary's 18, Sabetha 0.
Wow, okay.
St. Mary's scored on a 55-yard interception return, and they also had a 41-yard scoop and score. To get to 18, you've also got to have a safety in there, right?
Well, you'd think. There's got to be some other way to get a third score.
So,
third down 15 after that penalty for the Ravens. And look, they're going to bring the big guy, Raheem Thompson, into the backfield. The snap is over the quarterback's head. Dudelak goes back, chases it down. He's going to keep it. He's going to be grabbed in the neck and thrown out of bounds into the far sideline. And we'll lose another 5 yards on the play.
You know, think about it.
So
that's, these sidelines are tight, right? I mean, as Dulac got over there, and he's kind of thinking about it a little bit, as he hit that track and slid right underneath the bench over on the far side. Is again, you're one good stride from the field to the track.
Yes. Ravens are going to be set to punt it away. Nice snap. And a kick end over end. It's going to be short. Hits the return man. The ball's rolling around on the ground. There's a scrum for the loose football, and the official quickly says Troy has it.
That time the ball hit an up back, and finally diving on the ball for Troy with Colt Jensen able to save that ball for Troy. It'll be first and 10 Trojans.
And again, as so many times they've had tonight, Troy will have a relatively short field. Going to have the ball just in side their half of the field at the 44-yard line of the Trojans. Oh, wait a minute. Let's mark that thing back here. We're going to make this at the 34. That's the 34-yard line. For midpoint of the second quarter, and it's still 20-6.
Yeah,
after all kinds of fireworks in the opening quarter, second quarter settled down a little bit.
Yeah, Troy hasn't scored since the 3-minute mark of the first quarter.
And then they do that little pitch play again. They're running back, will sweep to the left side, has the pegs taken out from beneath him on the near side by Chase Campbell. And Colt Jensen again gets up and kind of slowly makes his way back to the huddle. He's going to be short of a first down. Gain of about 4 on that carry. Second down, half a dozen. QB will keep it and again rolls right. Pursued out of the backfield, will outrun the defender. No, he's going to grab him, but the arm slinging to the ground, and everybody on the Ravens sideline holding their breath, and it's going to be a sack.
See, I thought that tackle was the same as the one early on in the
exactly
game.
The same.
Yeah, you know, and Raheem Thompson again with that tackle for a loss, and it'll set Troy up now with a 3rd and 10. We are under 5 minutes to play here in this first half.
Not only is it a pleasant evening, the wind absolutely non-existent out here. I mean, there's none of that going on. Final Friday night of October. How'd we get to week 8 so quickly? QB back again. Looks right, nothing, looks left. Has his man, comes back, makes the catch, and is going to be hit, and will gain a couple, 3 more yards, picks up a first down, and a nice run cast in Jasper, tackled by Jace Campbell. So what's happening here, guys, is that as the quarterback goes back, the receiver goes down, kind of drives off the defenders who are staying way behind him, and there's just nothing between the quarterback and receiver. If that ball is anywhere close, he's going to catch it. And now we're going to have encroachment.
Deron Dikumbe got across a little early. Yeah, it's one of those plays that the defensive lineman, you're just kind of guessing the snap count is. It's probably been pretty consistent all night.
If I'm Gannon Bowe, I'm like, I'm glad that they stopped this play.
And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times in high school football especially, teams are going to kind of stick with the same cadence and not get too carried away with changing things up.
So a quick 5 yards on the Raven penalty, and the quarterback is going to be back to throw again, throws it into the left flat, breaking one tackle, then two, hit on the outside, and Siebert will make a tackle across the way, but it's beyond the 40-yard line, down to the Raven 37, and another Troy first and 10. For the Trojans, plenty of time to get the ball downfield and add what would be the only score of the second quarter. So 3:40 to go in the first half. Troy with the football at the Raven 36. Quarterback will throw it out of the backfield. Gets it over here to Hartman. Hartman has some room. He'll sprint to the 20, 15. Hit and juggles the ball, but gets out of bounds and holds on to it at the 5-yard line. Owen Dulac, the first guy over here, followed up by Jack Moore. And for Troy, it'll be first and goal at the 5. Yes, he was kind of bobbling that thing a little bit. I think he was maybe trying to change arms with it or something. I don't know what was happening exactly, but 3 to the right side. Troy driving this thing downfield. Motion right. QB's going to keep it himself and will go into the end zone. That's a touchdown, Troy. So at 3:05 to go in the half, Gannon Bow will get into the end zone for the first time tonight. And Troy stretches its lead, or second time tonight. Troy will stretch its lead now 26-6. Oh. It'll be fine.
There we go.
It'll be fine.
How about
fine.
This? Took almost the whole quarter, right?
Yeah.
So at the 3-minute mark of the first quarter was the last score in this ballgame. We're now at the 3:05 of the second.
It's been almost 17 minutes. That's not returnable? Yes. That ball was blocked by Jack Moore. It bounced up, hit him in the midsection. He was running to the other end, and the official blows the play dead.
Yeah, high school, they're going to fill that out.
So that is a timeout. Taking a break at 3:05 to go in the half. Troy, 26. Moore Hill Mount Academy, 6.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Joseph, you are spot on, my friend. 3:05 to go in the first half. Trojans have stretched their lead now to 26-6 and set to boot it away. Deshaun waits for the signal from the crew here and will make the advance. High end over end, not terribly deep. Fielded at the 35. Outside of the 40, up the sideline and pushed out of bounds. Zamari Shepherd. Let's see where they're going to mark him. They're going to mark him across the 45 at the 46-yard line. First and 10, Ravens. 2:58 to go in the half. MHMA with a single score in the game happening on the opening kickoff, that it was Omari who returned.
Yeah, Omari takes the opening kickoff back for Morton Hill Mount Academy's only point so far here in the first half. And coming off the last possession for the Ravens, that ended in a punt, but I thought they had a lot of positives, right? The offense has looked better in the last two drives than it did on the first four drives of the night.
MHMA taking plenty of time, and just now, Gus, we're seeing them bring it out. Now a little trickery. The snap is going to go over to the left side to Siebert. Siebert races down the left sideline, crosses the 50, crosses the 40, down to around the 35-yard line, and Troy's looking around going, what just happened? Well, Owen Dulac walked up over the ball. Siebert was over in the sideline, and his teammates were in front of him, and they snapped the ball to him.
Yeah, because the offensive linemen were lined up,
And
like
they were set
now.
Long enough. You don't have to get into any kind of a stance as long as you guys are even over there. And now they're going to race back over the football and spread this thing out.
2:50 to go for the Ravens in the first half. MHMA is across midfield. Siebert takes it, throws it left side. Shepherd picks up five, hit out of bounds, and it'll stop the clock. They'll give him about five on a carry. Hey, here's the thing, guys. You got that playbook. I mean, I don't know how many pages. It's a high school playbook. It's not, you know, it's six pages. But you might as well be on page five right now, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Is that for week nine?
Yes. So there is a week nine, by the way. There will be for all of these teams.
All those plays that you've been working on since, you know, practice two of the year. Throw them out. See what happens. Get a feel for them.
Ravens are going to go wide to the right side with Jack Smith and try to get to the outside. Smith will try to make a ceiling block and racing outside. Jack Moore will get to the edge, and they're going to say it goes out of bounds around the 27-yard line. And the official says, move those sticks, first and 10 Ravens. So Mar-Hill Mount Academy moving the football down the field now at 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. A long look at the far sideline, and again, Luke Siebert walks over, talks to Coach Fredrickson, brings it back. You got Jack Smith in the backfield. Also, you got Jack Moore back there. Moore will switch over to the quarterback's right hand, take the handoff, looks to get outside. There was no one there, and he just kind of goes down.
Yeah, he was trying to maybe turn that corner just a little bit. He was one-on-one out there, but there was no footing. Is Logan Blevins is going to be the guy closest to him. And
where's the blocking? Where was the blocking on that sweep to the outside? There were no guys out there in the same color uniform as Jack Moore. Second down, 13.
I like this Moorhill Mount Academy uniform tonight.
Yes. Ravens in white jerseys, white pants, with their black helmets and black lettering and trim. Dulac in the backfield and will take the handoff, goes left side. There's a little hold, and I don't know if anybody threw a flag, and they advance of the ball. It's going to be back to that original line of scrimmage. We're going to bring up a third down 10. And we're down to just over a minute to play. In the first half, Ravens are third and 10. And we're going to call this around the 27-28-yard line. Very wide left side goes Smith. And we get an official stop and play. An official from the far sideline's coming in. And we're going to get a side. Are we getting a sideline warning? Having a little confab between the line judge from the far side. And now you got a Troy player walking over there. Tossing his towel out. There we go. And we're going to get an inkling from the officials. He's not going to come over and talk to the Troy coaching staff and tell him what the issue is. It's going to take just a moment. Halftime with Joseph, only a minute away. 60 seconds to play.
What do you have, 10 feet maybe from the field of play to the track?
Yeah. Tops.
Right. So again, it's kind of tough to almost have that sideline warning. They are going to put a little more time on the clock. Sounds like they're going to roll it up to 1:15.
So here we go. It's going to bring up, they'll get this all ironed out. It'll bring up a third down for Mar-Hill Mount Academy. Third down 10, Ravens. And they're going to have it around the 20, I'm going to call this 27, 28-yard line. It is a moonless sky yet here this evening. That's, I don't know what time I have it booked, but moon's not going to be coming up for a while yet. Got to be what? Waning?
We got a waning crescent, 33%, moonrise at 1:59 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be a very dark evening out.
We're about 21 days to the next full moon.
Great star watching, man. Here we go, third down 10. to throw it back, and it's a halfback pass downfield, and it is incomplete. Eric, looking down there, again, they had Siebert running down as the lone receiver.
That time Raheem Thompson let one fly. And problem was, he kind of threw it a little more down the field on a post, and a little straighter route coming out of Harris.
For him, he's a big, strong guy. He could chuck that thing down the field a long way now. He's got, you know, he's got that strength.
So now for MHMA, they're looking at a 4th and 10 with 61 seconds left here in the half.
And there's no reason not to go for it on 4th down here if you're the Ravens. Again, they're going to bring Thompson into the backfield at the tailback spot, and they're going to run that same play, and they're going to throw it back to the quarterback. Here goes Siebert. He's going to pick up a 1st down, runs it down the left side, and he is going to be bumped out of bounds around the 10-yard line. How about that? Ravens are going to be looking at a 1st and goal here, Gus, at 52 seconds left in the half. This is easily their best field position tonight.
Yeah, and Raheem's looking over to the sideline telling Coach Fredrickson, I kind of like throwing the ball. Let me do this a few more times, right?
I can do this.
He's going to attempt 2 passes already on this possession, and now Moorhill Mount Academy looking at this their first and goal of the night. And you say, well, how is that possible? They've got 6 points. Well, it came all the way back on the opening kickoff was a Omari Shepherd 65-yard kick return are the only points for MHMA tonight.
Three to the right side. Siebert is going to take the snap, rolls left, penalty markers all over the field, and Luke will scamper around the left end to take it down to about the 5-yard line. You got to expect that's got to be a hold, right?
Yeah, anytime you're looking at a guy trying to turn the corner, it's going to have to be a hold.
Ravens are walking back, and there is the hold.
Walking back, yeah.
So the blocking penalty against Moorhill Mount Academy with 46 seconds to go as they trail it 26-6. You know, the Ravens, if they can score here, they're right back in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely see yourself back in this game with the touchdown right here.
These two teams completely, like everybody else, pretty much uncertain as to their opponent and the site of their game yet next week for week 9. Here comes your 1st and goal from the 19. Lob pass left side to the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. Double covered downfield. The intended receiver was Raheem Thompson.
That time you see Colt Jensen over there along with Alex Deshaun in coverage. And got to like a safety sporting 51.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That pass is lobbed up a little higher. You could put 3 guys on him, and Raheem is taller and has a greater range than any of the guys who are in front of you. That pass needs just get up and lobbed up and a little more air underneath it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, again, you got to toss it up and give your receiver a chance to make a play on ball.
Pike locks at 3 and a 2 and a 1, and there's your snap. Back to throw again. Siebert rolls right, chase out of the pocket, running, and is going to throw at the last moment. It is going to be incomplete. That time he was looking for Omari Shepherd in the right corner of the end zone, but as Luke was going out of bounds, he throws that ball and it lands out of play.
I'm kind of with Coach Fredrickson over here. He's out on the field because he didn't exactly like how, as Mark got to the sideline and threw that pass, he got drugged down out of bounds and there was no roughing the passer.
Half a minute to go in the first half. And the Ravens are going to be looking at a 3rd and goal, because they are 19 yards away. So what's your best play here? At this short distance, much as you love a screen or something, you can't really, you're too jammed up. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout, but we'll hang on to it here, Joseph, with just over a half a minute to go before intermission.
Okay, so 3rd and 19.
Yeah.
There are definitely 2 schools of thought right here.
Okay.
School 1, chuck the ball to the end zone twice.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad one.
That's not a bad one. I kind of like that,
especially
in this scenario where you're down by 20.
Yeah.
Scenario 2 would be set yourself up for a 4th and goal from kind of a better distance, right? Like, Your goal here would be to pick up 9, get yourself at 4th and goal from the 10. I'd like throwing it deep and hoping for the best. Maybe
I'm having
pass
too much
interference.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
Right, yeah, I'm having too much trouble picking up 9
right.
at a time. I'm thinking I got to get it all or nothing here. And so you got 2 shots.
If it were me right here, I'm throwing 2 passes, running post, right? I'm throwing this ball right at the base of the uprights.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm just trying to look for something in the back middle of the end zone. And you're probably looking for either Amari Shepard on a faster route or Raheem Thompson on a little more of a jump route.
All right. I think those are all very legitimate ways of going about this. Let's see what's going to happen here. Here we go. The Ravens are going to have Siebert at the quarterback spot. Jack Moore is going to be in the backfield with him on his right side. He's going to be going kind of into a hands-on-knees stance. Receivers 2 right, 2 left. QB's back to throw. Luke pumps once, pulls it back down, didn't like what he saw, now rolls right, throws on the run, into the corner of the end zone. His receiver comes back after the ball, but it's going to be well short and incomplete in the side of the end zone. It'll pick up a 4th down.
That time he was looking for Owen Dulac over here on the right side. What happened on that play is when Luke Siebert pulled the ball back, like he pumped. He was going to get rid of it, and then he pulled the ball back. You can't pump, right? Like, you have to just, like, see it, let it fly, hope for the best, right? And right there, Siebert thought better of the first route and then tried to throw a little more conservative route over here to the right flat. Again, you just got to rip one loose right now, down 20. MHMA going to roll this a little bit, and now Coach Frederick is going to call that timeout with 3 on the play call.
Yeah, there's no way they were going to get a playoff here. And, of course, you know, if you've got something up your sleeve, you would use it here.
What you have are timeouts. You're not going to be able to take them to the second half. But this also gives you a second to kind of flip through the playbook and decide what you want. It also gives you a second to talk to Mark and say, Luke. I'm thinking Mark Harris because I saw where he was scout team player of the week for the Ravens this week. So,
yes.
Hats off.
Former MHMA quarterback at Mar Hill now, or at Benedictine now.
Now you talk to Luke Siebert as you come over the sideline. You say, what are your favorite plays, right? What do you want to see right here? What are some things? And I think that's one of those pre-game type meetings with your quarterback. You say, okay, what do you feel comfortable with? If we're looking at a 4th down, what is the one play that you want to see run? And right now you're going to kind of give your senior quarterback a little more leeway to give his input on this.
Because a lot of times, you know, the coach on the sideline, they say, this is what we want to see done, and this is what we would like to see happen. But the guys out on the field, they've been out there not only all night tonight, but they've been out there for the last 2 months. Okay, they got a feel for where their comfort level is at. And your comfort level and your confidence level is huge, particularly on a big 4th down play here at the end of the half.
You know what else you have to do if you're the Morehill Mount Academy coaching staff? You got to talk to Luke Siebert about, hey, rip it, rip it. Like, don't overthink this play. If you see him come open for a second, let it fly. See what happens.
And here are the Ravens coming to the line of scrimmage with trips right, 1 left. They continue to have Jack stay in the backfield. Moore's going to be in there to block. Quarterback's back. Blindside hit. Tackled. I don't know if he didn't look, didn't see what was happening, but no one picked up the blitz, and quarterback never looked that way. I don't know if he didn't see him or just thought he was going to get rid of it quickly.
I don't think he ever felt that backside blitz coming off the left. And the problem was, by running back so far, you've given Troy the ball to 32. I get it that there's only 18 seconds left, but Troy's got some timeouts to work with, and I can guarantee they'll try something. And they kind of are packing it up, like maybe they're okay going to the half.
They're going to take the snap, they're going to take the knee, and that is going to bring us to halftime. We'll be back. Summarize the opening half for you. We're in Troy, Kansas for high school football tonight on Care Radio, where the teams go to the locker room with the score. Troy, 26, Morehill Mount Academy, 6.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
With you here at Troy, Kansas. You can use that if you'd like it. Halftime has arrived. Ed. The Troy Trojans in front of the home crowd here on senior night go to the locker room leading at 26-6. The halftime entertainment group getting out on the field right now. And Gus, we've been entertained by high school football all evening long. It started off with an electric play for MHMA. And at that point, I'm thinking, wow, how many points can we possibly get in this game? The first quarter was full of offense. The second quarter, full of defense.
Yeah, you started thinking, man, do we have enough light bulbs for all these points tonight? And Morehead Mount Academy took the opening kickoff as an Amari Shepherd 65-yard kick return for a touchdown. The PAT was blocked. Then Troy would answer back with three unanswered touchdowns. It was a 12-yard run by Gannon Bowe, a 23-yard Gannon Bowe pass to Caston Jasper, and then a 2-yard run by Jackson Hartman. We would go almost a full quarter before we saw the next score, and that was a 4-yard touchdown run by Gannon Bowe. His second touchdown of the night came at the 3:05 mark of the second quarter. The kick was blocked again. So tonight we've seen four PAT kicks, and we've only seen one of them made. So,
yeah,
it's been one of those kind of nights. As Troy did attempt one 2-point conversion, it also was unsuccessful. And it gets us to our 26-6 score here at the half. You got to remember, way back to the start, we talked about there shortly that Amari Shepherd returned the opening kickoff. Well, what that means is Troy is going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, no question about it. Troy's, they played well, really well. They've had a good season so far, and I've been pretty impressed with just, you know, the tenacity. They've got good size. They've got, you know, some guys with some speed, some guys with some height. It's a formidable kind of a team out here. And on senior night, you know, a lot of extra inspiration.
You talk about Troy coming into tonight's game 4-3 overall. They're 2-2 in the league, 2-2 in the district. Their wins have come against Republic County, Pleasant Ridge, Horton, Donovan West. But they lost at McLeod 28-12, and then they lost their last two games, the Riverside game 14-12, and then last week at Centralia, they came away on the short in 28-20. For Morehill Mount Academy, they won their first game against JCN 22-20, then lost at Jackson Heights, defeated Maranatha 65-12, lost back-to-back games to Riverside and Centralia to start district play. They were able 2 weeks ago at home to beat Donovan West 19-14, and then last week lost just a heartbreaker at home 20-19 to Horton.
I always admire a team that knows how to take a good team picture. You know, you had a lot of those. So, getting that done out of the field right here. Ravens coaching staff, I like that you send the team to the locker room, okay? Let the guys, you know, get a little water, take a moment, you know, kind of take a towel to their brow for a minute and catch your breath. And now the coaching staff has had a chance to stay out on the sideline, visit among themselves, you know, kind of analyze and such kind of a game plan, and then they go to the locker room to share that with the team.
Yeah, it allows the players kind of to talk amongst themselves, and it also allows the coaches a minute to talk with every other coach. Now, I know on the sideline you've got the headsets, you're hearing things, but there's so much action going on. You hear things, but you don't really absorb everything. Now you've got a second to just stop and listen to what's being said and understand, you know, okay, what are we seeing? What do you see? What should we improve upon in the second half?
Well, there are things that I'm sure both coaches are going to be sharing with their teams toward all of those ends, and we're going to be back to bring you the second half of this one live. But right now, taking a break here at Don Cash Field on the campus of Troy High School in Troy, Kansas, where your halftime score, Troy 26, Mar Hill Mount Academy 6, and we're kicking it back to our man Joseph. He's in the K-Radio Sports Studio with a senior night halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Well, we've got a lot of stuff on tap for you tomorrow. We're going to start off with the Taco John's remote running from 10 a.m. to high noon. Then we will have Benedictine Ravens football action for you starting right around 1:45 with the pregame show as the Ravens travel to Missouri Baptist. The game has got a little bit of an odd kickoff time. It has got a 2 p.m. kickoff. Taking a look around at the area, and KNZA and KMZA 92.1 and 103.9, we've got football as Kansas is at Kansas State. That game will be on the airwaves tomorrow afternoon. We've got college football over on KTNC. That's our radio station up in Nebraska. That would be on the AM dial would be 1230, and it would be 107.1 FM. That game has got a early morning kickoff with the kickoff scheduled for looks to be right around 9 a.m. So 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So tune in to KTNC. Again, it is an AM station that we've got. It has 1230 on your AM dial and 107.1 on the FM dial. Coming up on Sunday, we've got Kansas City Chiefs at the Las Vegas Raiders. That game starts with the pregame at 2 p.m. taking a look at next week, the only thing that I've actually got on the schedule for darn sure is Tom and Gus Kautz with the Scoreboard Show. The Scoreboard Show starts immediately following the 5 o'clock news report around Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Benedictine College will be in play on the 2nd of November at Mid-America Nazarene. Again, that one has a 2 p.m. start. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area with the scores as I have them, I've got Royal Valley Thunder raining down on the Oskaloosa Bears with a halftime score of 53-0. Leavenworth is leading Holton 14-7. In the Hiawatha Redhawks Perry Compton Cause game, the Redhawks are leading 20-14. Jackson Heights has got 31-point lead over JCN, sitting at 31-0. St. Mary's has got 18 points to the Sabetha Blue Jays 0. In the Hanover-Lynn game, it's Hanover 36-Lynn 0 at the half. Clifton Clyde is leading Lincoln 24-6. With a little bit of time remaining, I don't have the actual halftime score. This was with 5 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the Axtell-Frankfurt game. It was Axtell 54-Frankfurt's 24. Atchison has got 56 points on Wyandotte's 0 right now. Marion is leading Valley Heights 24-6. In the Nemaha Central ACCHS game, it's Nemaha Central 33-ACCHS 0 at the half. Centralia was leading Riverside 20-0 at the half. And in this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Troy at 26 points to Marhill Mount Academy's 6. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the weather.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 35 tonight. Under clear skies, winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Lows dip down to about 38 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Lots of sunshine and dry. Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday. Low 70s, Sunday, mid-80s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr. Taking a look up in Troy, Kansas, they're sitting at 47 degrees at the field with clear conditions. St. Joseph, Missouri is checking in at 40 degrees as well. We've got 50 degrees here in Atchison. We're sitting at, it feels like, temperature of 49. Winds are out of the north at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 56%. The dew point 53 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.33 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz fieldside in just a moment.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Well, I think we're back here. Welcome to Troy, Kansas, everybody. We're in the, you know, all major cities are like on highway intersections, right? Welcome to the intersection of US 36 and Kansas 7. Good to have you with us here, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Sports Studio. Gus Kautz with me here upstairs, Tom Kautz. Both teams have come out of their respective locker rooms where they've had a chance to kind of get themselves prepped up and ready to go to the second half. 26-6 is your intermission score. The home team, Troy Trojans, in front of Morehill Mount Academy in this Week 8 game in the Northeast Kansas League. Gus, I'm thinking there's a pretty good chance that this will be the final game of the NEKL season, and we're going to be the last one to finish the NEKL season here tonight. What do you think? Any chance of that or not?
Yeah, I think you're probably on to something there. You probably heard at halftime some of the scores, but another Northeast Kansas League game that is screaming towards going fast is Jackson Heights led JTN at half 31-0. So, again, though, Jackson Heights just has not given up any points this year.
What'd you say, coming into tonight's game, 13, right?
13 in 7 games. Crazy.
Tomorrow we've got Benedict College of Football here on CARE Radio. The Ravens are going to be on the road. We're going to be with them, of course, with a 1:45 pregame, 2 o'clock kickoff. As it'll be Benedictine at Missouri Valley in Marshall, Missouri. Ravens moving up to number 7 in the country in the latest NAIA national poll. Still tied for the top spot in the South Division of the conference. And never easy, never easy to play in Marshall, Missouri. Looking forward to bringing you that game. Right now, though, getting set to go to the second half of tonight's high school game. The Ravens, having won the flip of the coin at the onset of the contest and electing to receive the ball, now will be kicking away. And for the second time tonight, MHMA is going to be putting their toe to the football. J.
Troy not expecting a very deep kick, and they will get just that, as it is going to be end over end, taken around the 25-yard line, coming up the right side and drops before he can get to the corner. Good kick coverage for the Ravens, and it will be Troy football, first and 10, inside their own 35-yard line. So the Ravens will have that defensive unit out of the field to begin things, and for Troy, an offense coach which has been just almost unstoppable here this evening.
Yeah, you talked about scoring touchdowns on their first three drives. In the second quarter, they were able to score a touchdown on half of their drives. And you do the math, they only had two possessions and another false start.
Now,
how are we this late in the season and we're still dealing with
it? Can you describe what is going on and what they are doing that is bringing this penalty on?
Yeah, so it's been two different things, right? So sometimes they'll have a man in motion, and you get that tight end to kind of like reset himself out here. 15 is the guy who typically does it. He's resetting himself while you got a man in motion. The other time is that your motion man is going downhill.
Here's a pass over to the left side, and the first play of the second half results in a Trojan touchdown. How about that? It was just a matter of the quarterback, Cannon Bowe, dropping back, doing it as hard as he could, and Hunter Engelman running underneath the football and taking it downfield, and that fast. 21 seconds into the second half.
61-yard touchdown pass right there for Cannon Bowe. Sends the lead now 32-6. And now with the PAT coming, these things have been few and far between tonight.
This has been one of the most challenging things we've seen this evening is a point after. What are we, one of four so far? This one is down. Blocked again, and again, Gus, absolutely running through Jack Moore. He blocked his, that is his fourth block tonight. Shows that we're going to take a timeout. I know it's early in the third quarter, but we've already had our first second half score. Timeout. It is Troy 32, Raven 6.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Well, the Ravens are going to be getting their hands on the football pretty quickly here as that kickoff to begin this third that. First play of the second half going for a Trojan score. And the Ravens are going to be having them return men something around the 20-yard line. The advance, again, it's another squibby little kick. It's going to be taken by an up man at the 40-yard line and thrown down at the 42, first and 10, MHMA. Jack Moore.
Yeah, and that time on the tackle, you had Henry Geiger making the stop right there.
Oh, guys, I would say this, that the Ravens had it. Are we not? Are we in trouble?
Nope, you're good.
Okay. The Ravens' last possession of the first half was maybe one of their best possessions of the game. It looked like, you know, as they were able to move the ball downfield and do some nice things, and it seemed like they were, you know, finding some things that were working for them. Let's see if they've been able to go into the locker room and expand on that a little bit and continue to build on those little improvements. First and 10, MHMA from their own 42. Handoff, and it's going to be Jack. He'll try to get to the right side. Just cannot get to the edge. And that was a nice individual tackle out here on the edge. Cannon Bowe making that stop. That's maybe the first time we've called his name on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, he's a guy that we haven't played much on the defensive side tonight. He is a cornerback usually here on the near side, and He's been in coverage much, hasn't been throwing the ball his way, so he hasn't been forced to make many tackles.
Second down and 11 with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the football, trying to get by 26 points. It's 32-6. Wide to the left side. Ravens are going to send a duo, Dulac and Smith. A couple of men also to the right side. They're going to shift Jack Moore over to the quarterback's left. That's the wide side of the field. Play clock at four. The snap's back. Siebert back to throw. Little hold in it. There's the marker coming down. Siebert's going to get hit as he throws the ball into the middle of the field. High-risk pass. It's going to go incomplete. We're going to get a hold in the backfield. This one's going to come over here and he'll give us that holding call. And take a little bit of time, get this thing assessed, and move her back a little bit. Now, tonight on the high school football scoreboard show, they are going to be working very hard, I guarantee you, putting together the final numbers. And tonight's will be the final numbers for district play, conference games, all that stuff is going to be done tonight. So you're going to know your champions. You're going to know the pairings. You're going to know who is playing whom and where. And so you're going to know. People are saying, oh, well, who's going to play next week? Or, well, you're going to know tonight. Penalty marker sails. The pass over the middle is going to be complete. Short gain as the throw from Siebert to Smith. And again, we've got a marker down here along the near side. And we're going to give a procedural call. There it is. And the official asking if Troy wants to accept it. Going to decline that penalty. And it will bring up a third down call for the Ravens.
From right there for MHV, not enough men on the line of scrimmage. So for Troy, they just decided, hey, they're backed up already. Let's go ahead and decline. They're going to make it third and...
We got a five-yard discrepancy between a down marker and a spot of the football. There we go. Third down and about 15. See, they advanced the ball on that last play, and having declined the penalty, they're going to get the ball where it was down at. Right. So that's going to have it at the 37, 38-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third down at about 15. Quarterback with a bit of an inverted bone around quarterback Luke Siebert. He will go to the left side, gets a nice block, seals it off, dumps it over to the outside, and trying to get to the edge. There's just nowhere for Dulac to go. Owen has struggled tonight, and he's gotten the ball, but he's never gotten a lot of help and never had a real opportunity to run.
Well, Troy's done a great job of taking the field and really doing a nice job of stretching it out, not allowing Morehill Mount Academy to get to the corner and turn the edge. That time, as Luke Siebert worked the ball upfield, he stopped and just kind of a two-hand push pass over there left side to Owen Dulac. He's going to get hit for a loss. It'll bring up now a fourth and 23.
That's also going to bring up Jace Campbell again. He'll take the snap, punt it away. It is nice and high, but not terribly deep. And it will take a Troy bounce, and the Ravens are just letting it roll the wrong way. And it's going to finally die at the 45-yard line. So that gust is about a 17, 18-yard punt. First and 10, Troy leading it already at 32-6. They're going to begin this possession in Raven territory at the MHMA 46-yard line. Next week's opponents for both of these teams remain to be determined. Cannon Bow has a man in motion, waits for the snap, drops back, sets up a screen. It's going to be caught over the middle by Hartman. Hartman to the 30. Hartman pulled down from behind. Penalty markers coming from way down the field, thrown toward the point of tackle. And Hartman comes up, limping. And let's see what this penalty is going to be. It's an illegal block against Troy. Again, when you have that screen and there's so many guys turning around, okay, and running toward the downfield play on off that screen pass, getting pushed in the back is really, really easy to have happen. So they will mark this penalty down at the Raven 35-yard line, and it will still be enough for first and 10. Troy, waiting for them to get everything set. They are already lined up. The Raven defense is not. And here we go. Three to the left and one to the right on a first and 10 at the Raven 35-yard line. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Troy with a football, quarterback with a four-step drop. Bo looks left, throws left, hands his man. Open downfield and a turnaround catch. Incomplete.
That time they were looking for Colt Jensen down the near sideline, but a great job by Morton Hill Mount Academy to break it up. Jack Smith over there to get in the way of that ball, and Colt Jensen not able to haul it in.
Colt made a valiant effort. I mean, he turned completely around on a pass that was poorly thrown and well short. Came back, tried to haul that thing in. And again, quickly, Troy back up over the football on a second down 10. This time they're going to go forward to the left side. Put Jensen in motion to the right. There's another penalty. And so for the Ravens, they're going to gain 5 yards for the defense, and they had nothing to do with it. It's going to be another illegal procedure. Ball's going to go back to the 40-yard line, second down call. 32-6 is your score. Troy well out in front here in the still early part of the third quarter. Cannon Bow takes the snap. It goes over his head. Now it's rolling around to the ground, and the Ravens have recovered it. MHMA coming up with the football. And they're hustling back there, Gus. Who we got? 56? Is that Noah?
Yeah, Noah Rapplinger able to dive on that football. And did I see him throw up to U? Maybe not.
Probably not.
Noah with a big fumble recovery right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy. And for Troy tonight, that'll be their second turnover of the evening.
Knowing Noah, he had the ball cradling one arm and was doing the chop with the other hand, you suppose?
Yeah, you know, the old cheapo deal.
First and 10, Raven. This is one of the rare breaks that have gone the Ravens' way. Look at this. MHMA with five guys to the right side. Wide open, set. Quarterback is going to go back. Siebert retreating, and going to throw it away. Going to go incomplete. Second down 10. Ravens will be still at their own 48-yard line. Incomplete pass. Clock stops at 8:50 to go in the third quarter. MHMA is using a lot of unconventional alignments. Is that fair to call that an unconventional alignment?
Yeah, I mean, they've been setting up in that whole swinging gate idea. They've set up some, I don't know, I wouldn't call them so much trick formations, but definitely a formation to get you a little discombobulated out there. Now the officials are going to stop play for a moment just to give the trainer a chance to kind of cross the field versus have to run all the way around
now,
it.
I know there are some people who will be extremely interested in this. By the way, Gus, Giancarlo Stanton hits a two-run homer. The Yankees are up 2-1 in the sixth. Yes, there's baseball going on.
Is that late? yeah, top of the sixth, 2-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? What'd you think I made that up? All right, here we go. Hey, I think they've got everything kind of sorted here. Ravens on a second down 10 call. Quarterback draw, and Luke is tackled in the backfield. Getting back there really quickly, again, is Ty Horner. Guess you were giving him kudos earlier in the ballgame. The sophomore is having a great, great evening. And for MHMA, the loss of five, it'll be a third down 15 call. Clock rolling along now, inside 8.5 to go in the third quarter. 32-6, Troy out front here in the Northeast Kansas League. Crowd on hand enjoying a nice evening. 47 degrees out here right now. Again, with four receivers to the left side. QB's back to throw. Got his man downfield, and it is batted away. That was a lovely defensive play down here. And that's old Colt Jensen. He's had a good game. He's been on both ends of the field, you know, playing some great defense like he did on that play and responsible for some outstanding catches and some traffic earlier in the game. So, Colt having a nice evening. Fourth down for the Ravens, and once more, Chase Campbell is in to punt it away. Chase is still waiting to really get a hold of one here tonight. Snapback is a good one, and that is his best kick of the evening. It'll bounce, take a Raven bounce, and picked up around the 20-yard line, running to the far sideline and going out of bounds into the MHMA bench. Let's see what the officials are going to spark him out of bounds at the 40-yard line. First and 10 from their own 40, Trojan football.
So for Troy, they're going to start their 10th possession of the night. Their last one ended in a fumble recovered by Noah Rapplinger. This will be now their third possession here of the second half.
So the Ravens are back once again here on defense.
Heather Frost, don't blame your Frost.
Yeah, it wasn't me, was it?
I didn't think it sounded like me.
They're going to go with a little reverse. And again, the double reverse, looking for the pass. They've done this a couple times now tonight. Running, running, running for his life, and is drilling it into the ground. It's going to go incomplete. So,
a lot of running around. Jackson Hartman ended up being the intended receiver, but that ball was kind of a worm burner, right? At his ankles, it comes incomplete. Second and 10 with 7:38 left here in the third quarter.
Here's the thing. If it doesn't work one time, what you do is you call it again, and maybe it's going to work the second time. But did not. Trips left, single right. QB is going to hand off, a little wraparound handoff to his big running back and carrying the ball and dragging defenders forward. Nice run over there by Hartman. Jackson's going to pick up about 5 on that second down run. And again, Gus coming up with the tackle for the Ravens. That's Ian Bost in the middle.
Ian Bost has had a great game tonight for Morehill Mount Academy. You talk about all the tackles he had. He had the interception earlier on in the ball game. So, again, just putting together a solid night for that young man.
Third down, 5. Troy with a football. Quarterback deep drop, pulls it back, fires over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. I suspect, and I can only guess at this, that Jackson Hartman was the intended receiver here.
Yeah, and I think if quarterback Gannon Bow had one more chance to do it, he probably would have put a little air under it and thrown it to Hunter Ingeman a little further down the field. But I think that's one of those things that you walk away from that play and you say, hey, I'll be better the next time I have a shot at it.
Well, it might be right here because it's fourth down, and my suspicion is that they're going to leave the offense out of the field, and that would apparently be what's going to transpire. Quarterback is back, throws one into the flat, and this time it's going to be caught by Ingeman, and he will advance the ball and up for the first down. And once more, Trojans are going to advance the chains.
Like that pass play right there, Ingeman ran it right at the sticks. The only thing that scared me was once he caught it, he then kind of ran backwards, found a little bit of an angle, and then pushed it forward and ended up getting about 7 when it was all said and done.
Before the Ravens even get up over the football, Troy is ready to go, and there's a snap back, helmet high. QB looking right, throwing right, has a man wide open, undefended at the 40-yard line, 35, taking it down the right side. Hit at the 25-yard line and spun to the ground at the 24.
See, and Troy's going to race back up over the football. They had a problem on that last play where Troy had 2 receivers on the right side. MHMA only had 1 defender, and see, MHMA still doesn't have it cleaned up.
First down call. They don't have the down box to set yet, and the screen is going to be dropped. In and out of the hands of Caston Jasper, who, Gus, you know he was looking at all that green in front of him.
Yeah, they tried to run that just underneath like a little slip screen or a tunnel screen right there. He turned and looked upfield before he got that thing tucked away.
Second down, 10. Troy, again, quickly up over the football, midpoint now of quarter number 3. 6 minutes to go. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Again, he looks right, hit from behind. The ball pops out of his hand. Are they going to call it incomplete? That's a fumble. It's covered up by the Ravens. And the official, did he not call a fumble? It's Bengals Deron Dukumbe, who falls on the football. MHMA takes it away.
Yeah, Dukumbe sat there, and he looked at the ball for a minute, and all of a sudden realized that I don't think anybody blew a whistle. He dives on the football, and it will be MHMA football right there. Give the hit. How about this? I don't even almost have to tell you who put the hit on the quarterback to dislodge the ball. That was Ian Both.
Of course it was. So those two guys, Ian Both and Jaron Dikumbe, are going to turn around now and take their spots on the Raven offensive line. It's first and 10. Ravens have the football back. The defense bends a little bit, but it does not break. 32-6 is the Trojan lead. Ravens are going to have the ball at their own 36-yard line.
Lots of possessions here in the third quarter, and only one touchdown.
Penalty marker prior to the snap of the football. And delay of game, Ravens. They have had that call against them, Gus, a handful of times tonight.
Oh, see, is that what that is? I thought the official just liked Andrew Mergini.
Yeah, it could have been a little bit of that. That was the Barbara Eden call.
Wasn't that what it was, right?
Yeah, 100%. And here's the thing that you got going on for you up here, Troy. One of the rare high school fields that has a play clock, actually. And a ball popped out. They're going to say, Ravens have it back.
So if I'm Troy, I'm a little upset about that play because that ball was coming out and then the official blew it dead. And so now I think that there were enough more Hill Mountain Academy players around it, but the official's got to give somebody a chance to recover that football. So it'll bring up now a second long.
Here come the Ravens with 5.5 to go in the third quarter, trailing at 32-6.
Riverside and Centralia headed to the fourth quarter. It is Centralia leading Riverside 26-14.
Second down call. Seaver setting up the screen, and the pass is picked off. It's going to be taken away. Here comes Hartman, and he's going to return the interception for the score. Seaver throws the ball into a lot of traffic, and a majority of the shirts were blue. Touchdown, Troy.
I'm calling it a 25-yard pick six for Jackson Hartman. It was just a middle screen. The ball got tipped up. Hartman got it. And then nobody in front of him able to just pounce that thing.
That advances the score now to 38-6. And oddly enough, Troy is going to continue to try to kick these PATs. Think of it now, they would try to run one. But that one got up and it got through. And we will take a break. Joseph, a timeout coming at 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Troy stretches its lead. Troy, 39, Morehill Mount Academy, 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Joseph goes up 2-0 tonight. By the way, spot on.
We're about to basketball season, and he's just going to run away with this thing, okay?
5:06 to go in the third quarter here at Troy, Kansas, where the Trojans dominant tonight, 39-6, and because we've still got a lot of game to go yet. Troy getting set to boot this thing away, and here is another little squibby kick, and Upman is going to take it, should probably just fall on it, and ultimately, that's kind of what it turns into. Ravens are going to have it at their own 38.
That time on the kick return, it was going to be Jack Moore. Jack, a junior pre-HMA, the upback, able to pick it up, kind of pick up a few more, and then he'll go down at the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for MHMA right there. Trying to bounce back after that pick six they just threw right into the hands of linebacker Jackson Hartman. Hartman able to house that thing, and for Troy, they've just played well in most facets of the game. And I'm going to say most because I think the one thing that they didn't do well tonight is special teams. Now, you gave up a kick return for a touchdown. You missed a bunch of point afters tonight. I think that's the one part of their game they'll have to clean up.
There goes Siebert to the left side. That was a nice play, and he angles to the left. He's going to pick up a first down just shy of the 50-yard line because he faked in the middle of the line, pulled it back, and just ran to the left. And a little trap block over there gave him an opportunity to get beyond the line of scrimmage, and he ran as fast as he could and picked up what he could, and it was enough for an MHMA first down.
At the end of three quarters, Atchison leads Wyandotte tonight 56-6.
And here's a handoff for the Ravens going to the right side. Jack Moore finds no room. He goes back to the left side and is stood up, and there's going to be a loss on the play for Jack. Here's what's happening. As I see it, the defense, Gus, has got such great lateral pursuit. They're getting to the outside, and there is no edge to turn up.
Yeah, Moore Hill Mount Academy all night has been looking for that edge, trying to turn a corner, but Troy has just done a great job of that lateral pursuit, stretching the field out and using their speed to not allow Moore Hill Mount Academy to turn anything up.
Second down and a dozen. Ravens with the football from their own 45-yard line. This time they're going to shift Thompson wide, wide left. Back to throw, Siebert, looking, pulls it back down, looking, still stretching it, looking, now throws in the middle, it's batted into the air, and
he's out of bounds.
Going to be incomplete on the far side. A diving effort made. Luke trying to throw it, then he pulls it back, then he wants to throw it, then he pulls it back, and a lot of indecision as he went toward the far sideline.
Yeah, and they're actually going to say he stepped out of bounds before he was able to throw that football away, as he was kind of backpedaling along that far sideline. Step out and now for MHMA. They're over there taking lots of time. It's Luke Siebert talking to head coach and the offensive coordinator over there. But now they're at 12 and he's just getting to the huddle.
Ravens are going to have to, as you say, going to have to really hustle up to get this thing underway at 5, and still nobody is set. 3-2, and that's it. There's a 5-yard penalty. Oh, we're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're going to take a break. Ravens, timeout at 3:51 to play in the third. It remains Troy, 39, Moore Hill Mount Academy, 6.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
In Troy, Kansas this evening, where on senior night the Trojans are cruising along in front 39-6. And Ravens coming out of the timeout as they were running out of time to get that play underway, facing a third down 15. They're on a 43-yard line. Officials, did they stop play for the play clock? Apparently they did. Here we go. Let's try that again. I didn't think they stopped the game for that. Third down, 15. Ravens will reset in the backfield. And quarterback is back to throw. Fires one deep down the left side. He's got a receiver. It's going to be incomplete. That was a pretty good play. Ravens could go back to the well with that one.
Yeah, that's a play I think you probably do come back on, right? Toss the ball down the far sideline. You kind of liked what you had in coverage. And for MHMA, now they're staring right at a 4th and 15.
And I actually thought Amari Shepard may have even had a step or something on the closer of the two men who were covering him downfield. So that play has some potential, but now – for the Ravens, it is a 4th down, and punting is not in the plan. Ravens confused again. 2 seconds, 1. Not going to get this play off, and fourth and 15 becomes, did they take a timeout or are they going to? I'm getting no call from the officials.
Yeah.
They're going to call the delay. Okay. So fourth and 15 becomes fourth and 20. Probably does not in any way affect what play they're going to call here, I don't suppose. And they're going to come back out over this thing once again. 3:44 to go in the third quarter, 39-6. Trey out front. And now the running back having a word with his quarterback, who sends him way over to the right side, says, you just go over there and let's see how this shakes out. QB's back. Chase running, looking downfield. The defender missed him, groans for the crowd. The pass in the middle of the field, that is way better than a punt if he held on to that, and he did. That for the Ravens, Gus, has got to be the best thing that could have happened right there. Right?
Yes. I kind of laughed. The young man who made the interception, he gets up. He's really excited.
Absolutely.
And he looks over at his teammates, and they're all saying it was incomplete. The ball hit the ground. And, well, it was all said and done. Hey, it's an interception for Troy, and they will get the ball now at their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, you know, 20 years from now, he's going to say, remember that night, senior night, I made that interception down there? It's all good. And, again, for the Ravens, they pick up about 30, 35 yards on the play. And Troy will have it first and 10. It'll be Trojan football from their own 35-yard line. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. QB again back to throw. Pass over the middle right through the hands of the intended receiver. And Colt Jensen, who's been spectacular all night, because that one got away.
Yeah, again, I think it might have been one of those plays where he kind of knew he was open and just kind of lacked that concentration for just a second. The ball gets away from him. It'll fall incomplete. Second and 10 now for Troy.
Clock stops on the incompletion. Trojans now come up over the ball. They're going to put Hartman in the backfield. Quarterback will flare it over to the near side. Catch is going to be made, and the defense is all over Caston Jasper. And he will probably lose, 5 yards or so on that reception? Going to pick up a third down and 15 now from their own 30-yard line for Troy. I guess if you're more Hillman Academy, it's not going the way you want it, but still you see some really nice plays like that one. You know, a good defensive play. The coverage was there. The tackle was sure-handed. Quarterback is back to throw on a third down play. It's a wobbly, wobbly pass, and it's going to be caught anyway, and it's going to pick up a first down. Hunter Engelman is going to make the catch. First and 10 for Troy. Big third down conversion.
Yeah, and for Troy, that was a nice play because Morehead Mount Academy defense had strung together a couple plays where things had gone right for him, and then Troy gets the big third down, keeps the drive alive.
Cross midfield, they've gone. QB will roll right, throw right, hits the same receiver, and this time it's going to be good for about 4 more. Jack Smith on the Ravens coverage. So back-to-back receptions by Hunter Engelman. And Hunter's not their longest and tallest receiver. QB's back, flirts to his running back out of the backfield, almost a jet sweep. Will go to the left side of the 40 and thrown out of bounds along the near side, inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line to catch a carry by Colt Jensen.
Got a Troy player a little slow to get up on that far side.
Joseph, why don't we take a break while they help get him rounded up here. Taking a break at 2 minutes to go in the third. It's the Trojans, 39, the Ravens 6.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow.
Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Good to see one of the Troy linemen who had been slow to get up, coming off the field under his own power, a little walking kind of gingerly on that right foot, but they'll get him over to the near sideline and get him attended to. But coming off with no help, so it's always a good thing to see. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. As we get back to play, Troy is going to have the football first and 10. At the Marham Mount Academy 32-yard line.
The one game we've kind of been looking forward to all night, that Spring Hill-Lewisburg game.
Yeah.
Spring Hill leads Lewisburg 14-13 at the end of three.
Wow. Everything you might have expected from that matchup. QB's back to throw, hit as he releases the ball, and it's going to go incomplete.
I'm sure some people are sitting around going, care about Spring Hill and Lewisburg.
Lewisburg's
the last undefeated team left in Class 4A. So Atchison actually has them on points. So, again, a Lewisburg loss could catapult Atchison up to a one seed and be home with Bonner maybe next week instead of being home with Miege.
Miege, yeah.
Either way, though, you're looking at a home game if you're Atchison.
For sure. Atchison's got a home game for the first, most all of them, all but one maybe. Second down call, second down 10. Deep drop, setting up that screen. It was so obvious at the 30, 25, 20. Looking over his shoulder. We're looking for the defender and wrestled out of bounds. It's going to be Hartman tackled along the near side. It's going to be a first down. Jack Moore with the stop. It is first and 10 at the 11. Gus, I know you love the first down at the 11 or 12-yard line.
I do because, again, you can pick up that first down inside. I kind of really like it somewhere around the 13, right? First and 10 at the 13 gives you another first down at the 3. But yeah, I enjoy being able to pick up a fresh set of downs inside the 5.
Here they are at the 11-yard line. First and 10, Troy. QB lobs it, fade pattern, corner of the end zone, touchdown, Trojans. The pass from Bo to Jasper. It's now a 45-6 ball game with a minute 8 to go in the third. So, PAT yet to follow. And Trojans running out an 11th guy. Maybe that's why they kept getting them blocked. Maybe they've been doing that with 10.
They were able to connect on their last one.
Deshaun. And he'll get that one, too. Back-to-back successful PATs for the Trojans. We're taking a break with a minute 8 to go in the third quarter. It's now Troy 46, Marham Mount Academy 6.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
We'll continue to remind you that the high school football scoreboard show coming up on Pure Radio. That's the conclusion of this game. Jake and Boz and myriad individuals pushing the pencils and getting the information to you about games from all around. There are going to be games and more games. And then they're going to talk about games that haven't even happened yet. I mean, you're going to get the updates. So stick around for all of that stuff. Now the onside kick, and Troy's going to cover it up. So for the Ravens, a failure to cover up the onside kick. And Troy, with only the 40-point lead, electing to go for the onside.
Yeah, and for Moore Hillmount Academy, you know, down 40, you got to have the hands team out on the field because you never know when that thing might come.
Anytime.
And with a minute 5 left in the third quarter, up 40, Troy gets the football back.
Here comes the Troy offense. Trojans have it at the Raven 45-yard line. Little handoff into the middle, and scooting to the ground is going to be Colt Jensen. He picks up 2. Jack Smith making yet another tackle. We really called a handful of guys' names for the Ravens a lot tonight, Gus, and Jack Smith is certainly one of those.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about Jack Smith. We called him Bose quite a bit tonight on the defensive side of things. So, again, a handful of these Moore Hillmount Academy defenders having a good night.
Here's a pitch to the sweep man who will cut back into the middle of the field. And, again, Jack Smith, a tackle. He's aided over here by Bryce Adams. A little 1-2 punch. Third down and 4. And that was the final play of the third quarter. Well, I don't know. We better wait. Troy may want to get another snap in. No, they're going to come off the field. We're going to take a break. Three quarters in the book. And Troy. Trojans 46, Ravens 6.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
For us to go to the fourth quarter, and for us, that means the vantage point becomes infinitely less pleasant.
It is 9:19.
Correct.
We are going to be out of here in 12 minutes.
Yes. So will we be able to see where the ball is spotted?
Troy does have 3 timeouts.
They will. And they're going to go... What are we going to have? 3 to the left and 1 to the right? And they're going to switch up the quarterback. And we're going to have Pinley Marcus. So some things change, some things do not.
This time, pretty obvious, is the receiver's 5 yards down the field before the snap.
For Troy, you got your good news. You got a different quarterback. Got your bad news. Still making the same mistakes. So... we will see as Kasten Jasper will shift from receiver to quarterback. Here comes his third down call. It's going to be third down at about 8 now. Atchison comes up with the dub tonight. Rolling right, looking downfield, and just about a little bit behind the intended receiver. It's going to go incomplete and pick up a 4th down call. .11:40, and the official making sure that everybody's aware that we're on the clock here. In the backfield, it's going to be Colt Jensen. Jasper quarterbacking. 4th down call. Plenty of time. Throwing it deep. Put all of his muscle into the pass. And they're going to call a pass interference down around the 5-yard line. Ravens had some... Here's the deal. Ravens had 2 defenders there, but there were also 2 receivers kind of holding hands, running down the field. All four of them kind of collided, and we will get a pass interference call against the MHMA defense on a fourth down eight call. It will keep the drive alive, and Troy will keep its offense out of the field as we're inside 11 minutes to play.
Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to find ourselves Marshall.
Well, that's certainly my plan.
Homecoming.
Find Marshall.
Homecoming. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff.
What is it?
It's not Volney Ashford.
No, Volney Ashford's the gym. I'll think about it here in a minute.
So,
quarterback is back. Throws it to the right side. Catch is going to be made, and the receiver is going to be bumped out of bounds along the near sideline at the 14-yard line. It'll pick up a first and 10 for Troy. Inside 10 minutes to go. 46-6. Troy out front. MHMA with their back to the wall just a little bit here.
Greg Mitchell.
Greg Mitchell Field. That's it. Good research, man. Quarterback has the ball shoot through his hands. He goes back, picks it up off the ground, fires it over to his receiver. Penalty markers sail all over the place, and another late marker comes in. I don't know if it was late on the first play or if it is a secondary penalty on the tackle. And it was caught by Colt Jensen. Jensen's been out there all night.
It's going to be a block in the back against Troy. The second penalty was still the same penalty.
Was it?
Yes, it's blocking the back.
Well, there you go. So Colt Jensen, who's looking to add to his touchdown total tonight, is not... Small children in front of a crowd, Mike, gives you that kind of those delightful sounds. I like it. I'm good with that. So now it's got to be first down, and I don't know. It's got to be close to 20, 18, 19. Back to throw again. Pulls it back down, hit from behind, and gently eased to the ground. Is quarterback Kasten Jasper, and Deron Dikumbe cradles him in his arms like a Cabbage Patch doll and eases him to the ground. 8 minutes to play. And every second down at about, 27 or 8, something like that. Balls all the way out to the 30-yard line. They got to get this thing down inside the 5. QB's back, quick flares over to the near side, cutting back into the middle of traffic, and that time just Hunter Engelman was just tossed to the ground.
That time in there making the tackle, Noah Rapplinger, he's already got a fumble recovery tonight, and a big tackle right there, and it'll bring up a third and a ways to go.
Engelman was on the ground and didn't. Dikumbe just reached down and grabbed him with the shoulder pads and lifted him up and put him back on his feet. QB's back to throw. Fires into the end zone. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Troy.
Touchdown,
the catch made by Hunter Engelman. And so Troy, with 7 minutes to go, goes up 52-6. Now, what MHMA, Gus, I don't know about the PAT, but the way they've got to be very careful about it is getting the hands team in here, because a back-to-back onside kick is always an option.
Oh, you know, this touchdown was set up by the onside kick.
It was set up by the onside kick. And they will, in fact, go for two here. QB will keep it, make the pitch, the sweep, and the two-point conversion is successful. So the two-point run is good. Timeout, Joseph. We're going to take it. 6:20 to go in the game. It is now Troy 54, Raven 6.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
I guess I got a technical question for you. You ready for this?
Hope it's easy.
Not for me, but it will be for you because you know these things. What is the time? Is there a clock? Is there a time limit between the scoring of the PAT and the subsequent kickoff? Is there a, you know, you've got a play clock, you know, that you've got so many seconds to get a play off. Is there a time frame in which the kick must come? Not really. They can roll as much time as you want.
How are the officials? I'd say, oh, wait, that is the wrong ball. Let's
and here's the advance, that. And...
short, but it wasn't onside at
no,
that time.
No, it was not an onside kick. It was not a deep kick, but it was not an onside kick. Here's a return to the 35-yard line and up across the 40, 41 maybe. Ravens are going to have it with inside 5 minutes to play. First and 10, Mariel Mount Academy. And they're going to begin this series at their own 40, 41-yard line. What do you say? Raven faithful, much like the Trojan faithful, the ones who have come tonight are all still here. Now that lady is helping me out, holding on to that. You see that? That's what that banging is. Is it going to, she afraid it's going to fall? She's very concerned. And that's very thoughtful.
I shouldn't pick up the thing they actually
hit. Thing. There we go. Good. Perfect. First down. Siebert will take it. It's going to be a halfback pass. Launching one downfield. He's got a guy open and didn't catch it. Amari Shepherd was downfield and Raheem Thompson had taken the pass, or the little lateral from Siebert and he launched it downfield. And I'll tell you what, that was kind of a heck of a good pass. It was a long way downfield.
It was a nice pass. It was an interesting play design. I kind of like it. I think that, you know, as you move on to next week in week 9, you go ahead and throw another one like that because, again, you got a big guy with a big arm. Throw it out there. See what could happen.
Yeah. Our official puts the ball down, puts his foot on it, kind of rolls it around, scoots it with his toe, gets it kind of where he wants it. Here we go on a second down call. 3:15 left in the ballgame. Siebert snap. Chased out of the pocket. Looking back across the field. And that one is going to be caught at the 35 and spun around, and no further gain. But that was a nice catch downfield for Mariel Mount Academy by Nathan Randolph. 2:40 to go. 54-6. Now here's a little wraparound handoff into the right side and running the ball straight ahead. Ravens inside the 25-yard line, down 23. Ravens trying to drive this thing downfield here in the late going of the game.
Leavenworth knocked off Fulton tonight, 27-20.
I think Pioneers are pretty good. Certainly they play in a quality league. I mean, a very competitive league with some really good teams there.
Spring Hill knocked off Lewisburg tonight, 14-13.
Really? So that shakes it up a little bit. Siebert's back to throw. Going into the corner of the end zone, and it is incomplete. And again, that track tries to injure a player. Amari Shepherd seems to be okay.
I have an honest question.
Number 11, Lane Hartman on the cover.
Is there a purpose for the track?
There's no purpose for the track. They do not. There's no
right?
Lanes. It's not like they run on it.
Yeah, I mean, so really nothing, right? You can run on the field.
You could plow it up and put grass on there. Minute 10 to go. Back to throw again. QB rolls, looks, going to keep it. Siebert, 20, 15, 10. Out of bounds around the 7-yard line. So Ravens are going to score. They're going to have to keep up the tempo.
Yeah, they're going to hurry up.
50 seconds in. We are rolling along toward the finish here. They're going to mark it down to the 8-yard line. I'm looking over there at Randolph. He's kind of uncovered on the right side. Instead, they're going to hand off to the running back, to the 5, to the 3, 2, 1, touchdown, Ravens. How about that? Jack Moore goes into the end zone for MHMA with a half a minute to go. And the Ravens, Gus, they scored on the first play of the game, and they have scored on the last play of the game.
They ended up sandwiching this game.
They're going to go for two here. This would be untimed, so it wouldn't matter if the clock runs out. Siebert's going to keep it. Going to lob it to the corner of the end zone, and it's going to be broken up. Final score tonight, Troy 54, Mar-Hill Mount Academy 12, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Field on the Troy High School campus, Troy, Kansas, where tonight has the Ravens scored on the first play of the game, scored on the last play of the game, but everything in between there was all Troy.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the opening kickoff of Amari Shepherd. All right. Hey, thank you. Okay. Yeah, Amari Shepherd took the opening kickoff back to the house for a 65-yard touchdown, but after that, it was kind of downhill for the Mar-Hill Mount Academy offense, and wow. Troy really was able to score at will tonight. You talk about Gannon Bowe with a couple touchdown runs. He threw the ball for three touchdowns. Jasper hit Engelman late in the ball game, and Jackson Hartman had a pick six as well as a 2-yard touchdown run tonight. And for Morton-Hill Mount Academy, you talk about they capped it off with a 4-yard Jack Moore touchdown run at the 32nd mark. And for Troy, a nice win tonight, and for Mar-Hill Mount Academy, you start looking around, you see some of the silver linings in this ball game. Mar-Hill Mount Academy, though, will fall to 3-5. They'll be 1-4 in the district, and for Troy, they'll now improve to 5-3 overall, and they'll be 3-2 in the district.
And if you want to know where these two teams are playing, who they're going to play, who else playing whom, and who won tonight, what you do is you don't go anywhere. You stick right here. The High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up next on CARE Radio. And, of course, Gus, for you and I tomorrow, a little roadie with the Benedictine Ravens, a 2 o'clock kickoff. Not an earlier one, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Pregame on CARE at about 1:45. The Ravens at Missouri Valley. as we travel over to Marshall. It should be a really good game in the heart of American Athletic Conference, college football. Hey, thanks for having joined us. Don't go away. More stuff coming up. Final score again here tonight. Troy, 54. MHMA, 12. Till we greet you tomorrow. For our man Jones of Medicare Sports Studio, and Gus with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.